Rebels of the Movement for the Emancipation of the Niger Delta warned oil companies to withdraw from the Niger Delta ahead of an all-out onslaught against them. The group said it had become disillusioned by the government's inability to sustain the peace process, the prolonged absence of President Umaru Yar'Adua, who has been receiving treatment for a heart ailment in Saudi Arabia since November, has stalled a federal amnesty program and forced former rebels to rethink their participation. Etugbene Cross is a former rebel commander in the Western Delta. He told VOA many disenchanted former militants are now anxious to resume attacks on the oil industry.
Before we start this militant game, we will not start with the big, we start with local level. So we believe we can start with any local level to disconnect anything, and we can do it. We have people, not one person. We are gang up. We are even many now.
Resurgent militant activity in the Niger Delta adds to mounting security and political concerns in a troubled African nation. The Niger Delta rebels say they are fighting for a fairer share of oil revenues for the impoverished residents of the region. In June 2009, the Nigerian government offered a 60-day amnesty to gunmen in the oil-rich region in a bid to end unrest, which has cost Africa's top oil exporter billions of dollars in lost revenue. Cross says small bands of rebels will conduct a sustained onslaught against oil pipelines and other facilities in the Niger Delta.
If federal government think that you will see or we'll go and base in one place that this is one person camp or Urugo can fight, we are not doing anything like that again. Now, anybody can still Lagos through phone call, we are called. 5-6 people enter boot, we go and destroy, we come back, everybody go back to our house and sit down.
Violence has subsided in the Niger Delta as a result of the amnesty program, allowing some oil companies to repair damaged facilities and boost production to around 2 million barrels per day. Nigeria derives more than 90% of its foreign exchange earnings from crude oil sales. Gilbert Ekaste for VOA News, Abuja.